Coming up, it's the World Cafe. This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. Telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. Find playlists, podcasts, and more at KAXE.org.
Pino Palladino is a master of the bass guitar, playing on iconic albums from Eric Clapton to D'Angelo. Guitarist and producer Blake Mills has performed with Joni Mitchell, Fiona Apple, and Bob Dylan. But when they get together, they make something otherworldly. Their latest is part playground and part lab. It's called That Wasn't a Dream.
It was just immediately obvious that this was going to be a fun record to make.
That is Pino Palladino talking about working on the album with Blake Mills. Coming up, we'll talk about how these two in-demand instrumentalists think about creating music and the process behind it, and some of the tools they use, including a specialty fretless guitar.
You know, the door was unlocked because with the Ebow, you're really relegated to one string at a time.
And they play live, a hypnotic performance with Blake Mills and Pino Palladino coming up on World Cafe.
For KAXE News, I'm Megan Buffington with the Up North Report. A Hoyt Lakes man was charged with second-degree intentional murder Wednesday in the killing of a 24-year-old Hibbing man. 30-year-old Daniel James Dale allegedly shot and killed Parker Charles Johnson early Sunday in the parking lot of Meadowview Apartments. According to the criminal complaint, Johnson was shot once in the face and twice in the back. The men were separately attending an after-party at the apartments after visiting a local bar. In a statement to police, Dale allegedly confessed to shooting Johnson. He said he'd shot him in self-defense after Johnson took a long gun out of his truck and pointed it at Dale. But law enforcement say autopsy and security footage evidence contradict Dale's version of events. He faces up to 40 years in prison. Dale's unconditional bail was set at $1 million Wednesday morning, and he was still in custody that afternoon. Two groups are taking Hermantown to court over a proposed data center. Larissa Donovan has been following the story.
The grassroots group Stop the Hermantown Data Center has joined forces with the Minnesota Center for Environmental Advocacy, the state's largest nonprofit environmental law firm. J.T. Haynes is with the MCEA's Duluth office. He says the lawsuit filed Wednesday is pushing back against the city's Alternative Urban Area-Wide Review, or AUAR, for the proposed development.
This AUAR process that Hermantown and other cities have undertaken, it's not adequate environmental review. We are seeing a pattern of the usage of this AUAR very recently. There's been an unusual number of them this year, and they're all in relation to these data center proposals.
The court case attempts to appeal the Hermantown Council's area-wide review on the basis that the large-scale data center was not disclosed. The Hermantown City Council approved a zoning change for the project early in October, but an October 15th petition prompted the pause of any permits until the Hermantown Council decided its next steps.
There needs to be real environmental review here that complies with state law.
Joe Wickland, speaking on behalf of the Hermantown Council on this matter, confirmed receipt of the lawsuit.
We'll conduct the appropriate review and due diligence and follow the legal process.
Larissa Donovan, KAXE News.
While a majority of Minnesota school districts had their referendums approved Tuesday, that was not the case in northern Minnesota. There were 10 no's and 9 yeses. Chelsea Perkins has more.
We're kind of skipping around here, jumping for joy, if I'm being honest.
That's Crosby Ironton Superintendent Rick Olley. The district saw its third attempt at an operating levy in as many years pass. A resounding 68.5% of more than 3,500 people who voted said yes. Without passage, the district would face another $1 million or more in cuts, on top of $1 million it's already made. Olley says the school board was also explicit with what it would use tax dollars for if voters supported the measure.
Our school is a pillar of this community, and we were in jeopardy of losing that. So I think the messaging was outstanding.
Ollie also credits grassroots support groups across the district who helped motivate people to get to the polls. Sarah Nelson Katzenberger is a district parent and a member of Project Unite, a group of parents, teachers, and business owners in Crosby Ironton. She says it was important for this group to figure out who might be getting missed in the district's messaging. A social media campaign idea the group borrowed from Walker Hackensack Akeley took on a life of its own. WHA, by the way, also passed a levy on Tuesday.
There's probably close to 100 people that wrote basically why they voted yes. And it was teachers, healthcare providers, people with kids in the district, people who don't have kids in the district who just see the value of having a strong school in your community.
The Clearbrook-Gonvick School District was one of several that saw their referendums rejected. More than half of the voters there said no to a capital bond request for up to $35 million to upgrade the school. Superintendent Ryan Groh says the district still has options for some of the projects.
The last legislative session, legislators did allow roof projects to be levied as part of the long-term facility maintenance.
We'll be following along as school districts across our region decide how to move forward, whether they got a yes or a no. Chelsea Perkins, KAXC News.
That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXC News Desk, I'm Megan Buffington, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is sponsored by Woodland Bank, with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River. Dedicated to serving the financial needs of the community and their customers. More info at woodland.bank.
Welcome one, welcome all. I am Kaleo. It is World Cafe. The new album from Pino Palladino and Blake Mills is all about space, and that's what makes it a fascinating listen. Their sophomore album is called That Wasn't a Dream, and it's the second record Mills and Palladino have worked on together. If you're unfamiliar, for decades, Palladino has been your go-to bassist, appearing on records from Eric Clapton, D'Angelo, and touring with The Who. Mills has played guitar with Joni Mitchell, Bob Dylan, and Fiona Apple. Today, they join us to talk about their process, which is a treat for a studio nerd like me. And they'll talk about some of the otherworldly custom instruments they've brought in. So I'm glad you're here. Our session gets underway with the performance of Contour. In studio, it's Blake Mills and Pino Palladino on World Cafe.
Thank you.
So good. Recorded live in studio, it's Blake Mills and Pino Palladino here on World Cafe. It's a performance of Contour. It is from their second album together, That Wasn't a Dream. Pino and Blake are here. I am Kaleo. This is World Cafe. Gentlemen, it is a pleasure to meet. Thank you so much both for being here.
Thanks a lot.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, we're happy to be here.
So I had a first question, but I want to skip back to something that I actually saw while you were rehearsing and warming up. You know, you were working on a riff, and like you made the slightest adjustment to the instrument that you were playing, and it elicited this huge smile from you, Pino, which then elicited this smile from you, Blake. It seems like you really are enjoying this project and this time together. Correct me if I'm wrong, but this has got to be a labor of love for y'all's.
Oh yeah, completely.
I mean, 100%.
Yeah, our music that we make together was really born out of circumstances like you just described. You know, in between the actual work that we were supposed to be doing on John Legend's record 10 years ago or something now, you know, we would just get into mischief and start talking about music that we both enjoyed and grew up with, and so it is definitely carrying on that spirit of just tinkering and jamming, really.
Yeah. Pino, what was your first impression of Blake? Because he was the producer on that John Legend record, and he brought you in as a session musician. What was your first recollection of what Blake was like to work with?
It was just immediately obvious that this was going to be a fun record to make, you know?
Yeah.
Just from some of the suggestions and ideas and encouragement to find, you know, cool stuff to play.
Were there any musical touchstones, a shared love of music that sort of maybe informed directionally where you might want to go, whether it be like, you know, a style of music or a particular artist?
All sorts, yeah.
Yeah, I don't doubt y'all listen to a very wide array of music across styles.
I mean, what's been on my mind a lot lately is the sort of 70s British folk, John Martin, for instance.
Oh, man.
You know, and Danny Thompson, the amazing bass player, who sadly passed away recently. You know, I think that there's a shared love of that music. And then also, like, Weather Report, South American music, a lot of South American music. So there's a lot of points where we touch, but there's also a lot of stuff that Blake probably listens to that I don't necessarily know about.
I definitely feel like on both occasions where we've made records together, that I've learned a lot, just harmonically speaking. Like I don't have a background in playing jazz per se. Like, I got a pretty good understanding of chords, really. Because I feel like the odd man out sometimes when I think about like some of the chords that we're playing, yeah. It feels more like I'm playing a standard or you know, a cover, just because it's so much part of your vocabulary, Pino, as a guitar player.
Harmonically, I would say, yes. Definitely. Chordal-wise, yeah.
Yeah, and so, I mean, really working on Notes with Attachments, our first record, that was a highly educational experience for me. And then when we got together to write for this record, on some occasions, things that I was writing, I was thinking about Pino's vernacular, you know, as a musician.
What would serve that, you mean?
Well, just like the language of you know, harmonic language that he writes in, and some of the chord shapes and progressions and things, and like sort of a what would Pino do mindset for some of these ideas. Then I'd bring them to Pino, and he would kind of hear the missing sections and the missing pieces, or he'd hear you know, maybe that chord going to that chord, let's find a different, you know, one for that. And that's so often the role that I find myself in, you know, on the other side as a producer or a co-writer. Yeah, like where people are bringing an idea, and as the outsider, you have a perspective, you can sort of hear, you know, or see what things feel a little clunky about it, that the when you're writing it, you just don't notice that sort of thing. But yeah, anyhow, long way of saying that it's extremely informative for me getting to to write music with Pino.
Very cool. You're listening to World Cafe, Pino Palladino. Blake Mills are my guest. Their new album is That Wasn't a Dream. You have a song, and the pronunciation of this I'm going to get wrong because it's a different spelling, but I should first mention the word I thought it was somnambulist, and I know that because I'm a sleepwalker, and I thought there was a sleepwalker among us in this room, but it's not quite that. Pino, what's the word that you've made up for the title of this song?
It's somnambulista.
Okay, and what is the backstory on the word? Is it just something that was satisfying?
We were struggling with titles a little bit because, as we've spoken about before, titling instrumental music is, we both find it quite tricky, you know. I mean, it is. You don't have lyrics to it come from or a story per se. So it's, so basically that word literally sprung into my head one morning, and I phoned Blake immediately and I said, how about Somnambulista for this song, you know, which was previously called something else. And he dug it immediately. It was like, yeah, let's do that. Yeah. Why not?
Well, rather than me trying to talk about the word, I would love it if you'd be willing to play it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure.
This is World Cafe with Blake Mills and Pino Palladino. Oh, Recorded live on World Cafe, it's Blake Mills and Pino Palladino from their new album, That Wasn't a Dream, which is available now. Pino and Blake are my guests on World Cafe. Blake, can I ask a little bit about what you were doing with the vocalizing on that track? Because I was in a room for it, and you can hear a little bit of that on the album as well. Why did you want to add that as far as the vocals that someone would hear on this record?
I don't know. I don't remember when that started or why.
I think you just started singing it at one point. We did a couple of takes, and you started doubling the melody at one point. It was just good to hear that sound. Just another thing to add interest to the melody.
A friend of ours, Pedro Martinez, was at a show we did the other night in Portland, and mentioned that he really liked the Brazilian sounding stuff. And I was trying to think of what he was talking about, and it was the ones where I'm singing along with the melody.
That's so cool.
It's a very Brazilian. When he said it, it made a lot of sense. It's a very Brazilian sound.
Again, we both love Hermeto too, right?
Yeah. And
I love Hermeto's music. It has these incredible melodies that are doubled with a vocal, a real accurate, incredible vocal. And that's something we both love, yeah.
Yeah, I would love to also be able to sing with that kind of accuracy.
Yeah, well, yeah. You do.
How improvisational was this record?
That's a good question, because I feel like we were focused more on the elements that were composed, you know, and the structural side of it. But at the same time, as musicians, there's always something improvisatory going on, you know. So the performances themselves have a lot of differences actually from take to take. And some things that just happened, you know, spontaneously. So there's always sort of both.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the stuff I would say is more, I mean, where do you draw the line? Is it improvisation? What is real improvisation, right? Really, because sometimes it's just reactive. It's just, you just react to something you've just heard on a record or with somebody playing. And I guess that's improvising in a certain way. For sure.
Yeah. I feel like I'm more comfortable in an improvisatory role as a musician and in some cases as a person in life, where, like, I don't know what to do with all the energy of planning ahead and trying to remember the things that you're intending to do.
That's hard.
You know, when you get there, remember all the parts of a song before you start it. I feel like I get to go through life, and maybe this is just a privilege, but you get to go through life with a little like, I'm going to figure it out when I get there, you know, or I'm going to see if I if I have something
to
play.
You wait until you get there and you react to it, right?
Yeah, and that feels like a form of improvisation.
Totally. You're listening to World Cafe. We're here with Blake Mills and Pino Palladino. New album is That Wasn't a Dream. There have been so many wonderful toys and beautiful, shiny things to look at in this room. What is it about, like, the idea of, like, not only do I want a guitar, I want a fretless guitar, I want a fretless baritone guitar, I want a fretless sustained baritone guitar. Like, what takes you down that rabbit hole looking for an instrument like that?
For me, it was... I spend most of my time in the studio, and as someone who's a much more proficient guitarist than they are keyboardist or percussionist or, you know, any other instrument, I think over the years I've spent a lot of time trying to get guitars to do things that would probably be easier on another instrument, you know. But it's just like, I know guitar, but it's like it's a shorthand, you know. So I was using an Ebo for a long time on a fretless baritone guitar that I had at the studio. And for anybody who's familiar with an Ebo, it's just a device that lets you have infinite sustain on a steel stringed instrument, kind of like having a bow, you know. So when I came across somebody on Instagram, a guy by the name of Duncan Price, who was experimenting with putting sustainer pickups in fretless instruments. That just seemed like, the door was unlocked because with the Ebo, you're really relegated to one string at a time. And I'd been playing slide guitar, a lot of slide guitar for a long time, and was just feeling like, I don't know, I'd reached the end of the stuff I was hearing on slide guitar and gravitating more towards this fretless sound. And I reached out to Duncan about putting together an instrument with a couple of specifications, and he put this guitar together for me. And I think I've had it for about almost 6 years, and I've used it on every project I've worked on in that time. It's just a really versatile, unique sounding instrument. One of the advantages I have is that I've had it for 6 years. So
you've got a head start now on anyone who picks it up.
Exactly, right? But there's a song on our record, the only one that we didn't sort of do in the time frame when we made the rest of the album was kind of an outlier from our first record, a song called What Is Wrong With You. And that one we did pretty short. Actually, it was the first thing maybe I recorded with this guitar.
Yes, actually. Wow.
Because when I listen back to that, it feels a little stiff to me when I hear it. Like the intonation, I'm still kind of like
getting around it.
Right? But there's some things that I can't do anymore. Like I can't play like that anymore on the instrument. It's certain things I'm trying to match the intonation of what happened that day and stuff. It's just kind of, it's a total process, and I hope I just kind of keep getting more proficient at it as time goes on.
You mentioned the song, What Is Wrong With You. Would you be willing to give us a performance of that?
Yes.
Of course, yeah.
Beautiful. Blake Mills, Pino Palladino. That Wasn't a Dream is the name of their new album. This is World Cafe. Thank you. So cool. Recorded live in studio, Blake Mills, Pino Palladino. The song is What Is Wrong With You. It is from their new album, That Wasn't a Dream. Blake, Pino, this was an absolute blast. Thank you both so much for coming in and sharing your music with us today.
Total pleasure. Thank you for having
us. Yeah, thanks for having us over.
We're back in a moment with more World Cafe. Welcome back. It's World Cafe. That was fun. Pino Palladino, Blake Mills, definitely an opportunity to geek out. If you missed any of the session or you want to see video of the performance, including the custom instruments that just made everyone kind of like, whoa, what is that? Check it out on our YouTube channel at World Cafe. And let's do a set of Blake Mills later in the hour. We'll get to a set of Pino, but here are all records that Blake produced. And we start with Sound and Color from Alabama Shakes. It's Gimme All Your Love.
Yeah. won't forget the late September where we passed them on the midnight embers, but it's gone like a half-remembered dream. Left a north of where we met, thinking better of going west. Yeah, we lost each other in a river stream. I thought I'd come and find you there, waiting till you lost your hair and got your place out in the woods. You're not afraid of trees or bears or anything with tendencies to want to hurt you, girl. The only thing I learned in a year, where I didn't smile once, not really. It's nothing matters more than love, no, nothing, no, not nothing, no, not nearly. We've not got long, you know, to bask in the afterglow. Once it's gone, that late September where we passed them under midnight embers, but it's going like a half-remembered dream. Left and north of where we met, thinking better of going west. Yes, we've lost each other in a river stream.
Laura Marling from 2017's Semper Fermina, and produced by Blake Mills, that is Nothing Not Nearly. Mills also worked on Jim James' solo effort Eternally Even. We got Heard in Spirit back there. Earlier on the show, Blake Mills and Pino Palladino were my guests. You just heard of some of Blake's work as a producer. Up next, some of Pino's collabs when we return to World Cafe. Welcome back. It's World Cafe. Hey, I am Kaleo. If you missed the open of the show, we talked to Pino Palladino and Blake Mills. The producer and bassist put out a very cool album called This Wasn't a Dream. We featured some of Blake's production work and now some of Pino's bass playing. And he is your Huckleberry if you're looking for a bassist who goes beyond. Here he helps the late, great D'Angelo take you to church on this classic from Voodoo. Chicken Grease is on World Cafe.
About the chicken grease. Stuff some things to make the people get out to see. Look, everybody is good. Lift your bones, clap your hands, and come to the beat. Come on down to the bumper, you can feel the beat. From the left to right, to the back, to the middle, and the front. Don't be uptight, shake it off and do what you want. Because I'm funky, cause I just want to show you some love. I'm going to my brothers on the avenue. The chicken grease. The sisters in the streets. The chicken grease. To get to the other side, y'all. But not the kid. See, I'm like that old bucket of the Crisco. The sitting on top of the stove. Simmer to a sizzle like a thing. But I wait till the master dips. Let the others go first, so the brothers won't miss. Fried till we're burning crisp. See, we be cooking so the folks just can raise their fists like this. Now you know how it's going down. Don't let your neck dip. Move your back and work your way down to your feet. Just don't get me. Come on, everybody, let's I just want to put you down. Yeah. I just want y'all to get down. Yeah. Everybody come lay down. Yeah. If you wanna come on down in the front, but baby, yo, it's cool, it's cool. Everybody that's making the bump, put you in school. But take a lesson from the blessings, discussions without the passion thing. I got the music and the instruments, and left my weapons at hand. Everybody on the floor, that's the difference to me. Clap your hands, clap, but just stop the beat. I just wanna put you down. I just want y'all to get down. Everybody come lay down.
Bye. Don't pass me by.
Joan Armatrading with Living For You off of The Shouting Stage. And that puts the wraps on this edition of The Cafe. Thanks again to Pino and Blake Mills, and hat tip to our producer for that session, Miguel Perez. That's it for the show. Thanks to our affiliates nationwide. We make this program from WXPN at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. I'm Kaleo. Thanks for listening to World Cafe from NPR.
World Cafe is supported by Luminescence Foundation. Luminescence Foundation is dedicated to shedding light on neurological research focused on Alzheimer's and Parkinson's diseases and supporting land conservation initiatives. And by the Lemelson Foundation, working to harness the power of invention and innovation to accelerate climate action and improve lives around the world. Learn more at lemelson.org.
Another hour ahead of the World Cafe. This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. Check out our playlist, podcasts, and more at KAXE.org.
From NPR, it's World Cafe. Hey, I'm Kaleo. Pat Benatar famously said, love is a battlefield. Madison Cunningham takes that advice to heart in the new song, Break the Jaw. Also coming up this hour, a new band.